Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, February 26th. Coming up, the Hip Hop Convene, a night at the Art Museum, a Black History Gala, and of course, live music. Will Call is in just a few minutes, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. But first, these headlines. Republican voters in Illinois' 13th district will decide between Joshua Lloyd and Jeff Wilson in the primary election next month. The winner will face either incumbent Representative Nikki Budzinski or Democratic challenger Dylan Blaha in the November election. Lloyd and Wilson shared their views on national issues, including immigration enforcement, at an IPM News forum. IPM Student Newsroom's Alyssa Eaton reports.
Candidates were asked to share their thoughts on Second Amendment rights and respond to President Trump's comments suggesting that Minneapolis protester Alex Preddy, who was killed by an ICE agent, shouldn't have been carrying a gun. Lloyd, a West Point Army veteran who challenged incumbent Representative Nikki Budzinski in 2024, says in tense situations, law enforcement officers react quickly.
You can't make a decision over a course of 10, 20 minutes. It has to be instantaneously. So it's really unfortunate, and I don't think he should have been shot, but I will always stand by Second Amendment rights.
Jeff Wilson, a Navy veteran with a master's degree in nuclear engineering from the University of Illinois, says that he also believes in First and Second Amendment rights.
I'm deeply heartbroken that someone was killed. Nevertheless, we all need to realize we should not obstruct law enforcement and from carrying out their lawful duties.
Early voting has already started, and the primary election takes place on March 17th. I'm Alyssa Eaton, IPM News.
The full forum, hosted in partnership with the League of Women Voters and the NAACP of Champaign County, will air on the 21st show today at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9. You can also watch on the Illinois Public Media YouTube channel and find a voter guide for the primary election at ipmnewsroom.org. The former Sangamon County Sheriff Deputy convicted of killing Sonia Massey is serving a prison sentence, but state officials won't say where. Capital News Illinois reports the Department of Corrections may have moved Sean Grayson out of state. Grayson was convicted in October of second-degree murder in the shooting death of Sonia Massey after a confrontation in her kitchen in July 2024. The DOC confirmed Grayson is in their custody, but declined to disclose his whereabouts, citing security reasons. Grayson began serving his 20-year prison sentence last month. The Decatur School Board appointed its next superintendent Tuesday night. Nicole Nash Moody is currently the Assistant Superintendent of Teaching and Learning of Springfield School District 186. She says she appreciates what Decatur is already doing and the challenges it is facing.
The genius is in the room. The genius is in the room. So we have work to do, and we'll do it together.
Moody has a doctorate in education from Illinois State University. She will take over in July after current Superintendent Rochelle Clark retires. A Democrat running for Illinois' open U.S. Senate seat says he supports major reforms to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but doesn't want to get rid of the agency. Steve Botsford grew up in the Chicago suburbs and works for his family's real estate and biotech firms. He wants an independent investigation into the killings of American citizens Renee Good and Alex Preddy by ICE agents in Minneapolis. But Botsford told the 21st show he does not necessarily want to abolish ICE.
I think so often an idea of abolishing ICE can be misconstrued as no enforcement whatsoever. And we obviously have to enforce our borders. When there are illegal immigrants that are criminals, we need to get them out of the country. So we need to have enforcement.
Botsford is one of 10 Democratic candidates seeking the Senate seat. Six Republican candidates are also running in the March 17th primary. Still to come, the Hip Hop Convene, a night at the Art Museum, a Black History Gala, and of course, live music. Will Call is coming up next on 2 and 7 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high of 48 degrees and a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 30 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and warmer with a high of 63 degrees. Southwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 35 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 32 degrees. North wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. And for Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high of 50 degrees, with a northeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, the 13th Congressional District is a narrow slice of central Illinois, meant to connect the Democratic parts of Champaign-Urbana, Springfield, and the Metro East. But Republicans are not leaving it unchallenged. We'll hear from the two men competing in the GOP primary. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, February 26th, the Hip Hop Convene kicks off. This is varying times across 4 days, multiple venues across the CU area. We'll celebrate hip hop through performance and community engagement. Visit KrennertCenter.com for more information.
And also starting that evening, Romeo and Juliet. This show is running for 2 weekends, this weekend and next weekend, at the Harold and Jean Minor Theater at Parkland College. You can see a modern and localized take of the classic Shakespeare play. The show begins at 7:30 p.m. And Kimberly, yes, will be Juliet. How, yes, are you feeling?
I will be playing Juliet. I'm feeling good. I think that it's a very fun show. Even if you don't know Shakespeare, I think most people are familiar with this story.
For sure.
Also, the set is amazing.
You can get tickets on Parkland's website.
And on Friday, February 27th, The Last 5 Years is at Hoagland Center in Springfield, starting at 7:30 p.m. Adeline, do you know this musical?
I do not.
It's a great musical. Two people fall in and out of love over the course of 5 years. One story starts at the beginning of their relationship, and one starts at the end of their relationship.
That sounds super interesting.
It's beautiful. You can visit hcfta.org for information, and it runs through March 8th.
Also that same evening, from 7:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m., Untitled 2026, A Night at the Art Museum. You can wander through the Orpheum Champaign and discover local arts for sale, bid on an interactive art wall, sip cocktails, and more at 40 North's only fundraiser this year. You can find out more information at 40north.org.
And on Saturday, February 28th, it's Decatur's 8th Black History Gala. From 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., you can honor local legends with awards, live music, and more at the Decatur Conference Center.
And then also that same day, starting at 5 p.m., the Insect Fear Film Festival, Insect Human Hybrids, ooh, seems to be this year's theme.
It sounds spooky.
It does sound very spooky. If you want to learn more about insects with an insect petting zoo, see insect-focused films, and more, you can check it out at Follinger Auditorium. Kimberly, do you have a favorite insect? I feel like I asked you this last year.
I know, and I think about it every time. And if bees count as insects, then I would say probably bees.
For sure.
I try so hard not to be afraid of insects. It does not work. On Sunday, March 1st, you can enjoy live music by the Ballarday Quartet at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts starting at 3 p.m. This is a string quartet. Their program is called Learning to Fly, and this will be their debut at Krannert Center.
And also that same afternoon from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., Afro D and the Global Soundwaves, they're hosting a fundraiser for the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition. This is happening at Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana, and you can enjoy live music from them. Again, that's Afro D and the Global Soundwaves, a fundraiser for the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition.
Now, for more information on these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And some notes before we go. Some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who's included on this list.
Event dates and times are subject to change, and if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Alyssa Eaton, Emily Hayes, Christine Herman, Adeline Moy, and myself. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hartwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.